Well, of course, this week with Sarah Borer, award-winning chef, there is only one recipe you can really look at, and that's Anzac biscuits. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Clinton. Yeah, there's nothing else that we could make this week.
Even last week we were talking about, there was something came up in conversation during the program about biscuits, and I had quite a few people get in contact with me saying, can't wait for next week, and because we'll be paying our respects to those who've served for us, but we'll also be having some Anzac biscuits.
Yeah, and they're just delicious. I mean, they're a biscuit that you can make at any time of the year, obviously. But
of course you can.
But it's something. There's something about making Anzac biscuits around Anzac Day that, I mean, you do take that time to kind of reflect and think a little bit more about why you're making them.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's a nice thing to do and a bit of a different way that you can pay your respects.
And look, you can go into the shops and you can buy Anzac biscuits in the shops, but the ones at home are much, much better.
Oh, they are. And you can make them to the perfect consistency. You know, some people like chewy Anzac biscuits.
Yep.
Some people like them to be crunchy. Hard. And you can make them however you want when you do them at home. Or you can do a bit of mix if there's a mix in your family as to who likes them what way.
Well, I want to hear this recipe in great detail because my daughter of late, 13-year-old Stephanie, has taken to baking slices and biscuits and things like that. So I think if I give her this recipe, I reckon she might make them for the whole family later.
Oh, delicious. I think she will as well. And I want to start off by saying that I know there's, you know, different versions of Anzac biscuit recipes. I'm not saying this is the best one or this is the only one. This is just one of the ones that I have used. And it's the flour and stone recipe for Anzac biscuits. And, you know, people have different ones and that's okay. I've made many a different Anzac biscuit recipe and they're all delicious. For this one, though, you want to start off by preheating your oven to 150 degrees. And you can start by pre-lining your baking sheets with baking paper. Never do because I'm lazy and I do it at the last minute. What you want to do is combine your butter, golden syrup in a saucepan, place it on medium heat and melt until you're kind of melting the butter. You don't need to be stirring it constantly, but just occasionally. So it's 250 grams of butter and 300 grams of golden syrup. The recipe is called for unsalted butter, but I don't mind a little bit of salted butter. There's such a minimal amount of salt in it that whatever butter you have at home is fine. And I absolutely just love the taste of golden syrup. So that's why Anzac biscuits are perfect. So you're stirring that occasionally just so that it's so that the butter is melting and combining with that golden syrup. While that's happening, you want to mix together some bicarb soda, just 2 teaspoons, into a small bowl with 2 tablespoons of boiling water. Mix that together. You're dissolving the bicarb soda and just keep it right next to your saucepan. So that it's ready. Once the butter and golden syrup are just beginning to boil, take the pan off the heat, start stirring it with a wooden spoon if you're not already, and immediately add that bicarb soda mixture. Mix it well, set it aside just to cool down until it's tepid. So you want it to be lukewarm. You don't want to be putting it into your flour boiling hot. You can, though, start getting your flour mixed together. So in a large bowl, mix together 250 grams of plain flour, 150 grams of brown sugar, just regular brown sugar, 150 grams of desiccated coconut, and then 330 grams of rolled oats. The recipe does call for 100 grams of shredded coconut as well. Now, you can choose to either put that in the recipe at this point with all the dry ingredients, or I like to leave some of that as well and put it on top so that you can, I guess, make it a little bit fancier and decorate, I guess, as such, the tops of the biscuits when you're cooking them with the shredded coconut. It looks quite nice. So if you want to, you can reserve all or some of the shredded coconut to do that. Once you've mixed those together in a bowl and you've cooled down your butter and syrup mixture, mix that together then in the bowl with a wooden spoon. It's just easier to do it with a wooden spoon until you have a sticky mixture. Everything is well combined. And this recipe does make about 24 regular-sized Anzac biscuits or 12 giant Anzac biscuits. And they define giant as being about half a cup size worth of dough.
I like the sound of the giant ones.
Yeah. So do I. I don't think I'll ever say no to a giant Anzac biscuit. It sounds delicious.
And you know, the baking time's not really all that long.
No, it's not. So 20 minutes or until it's golden. And for when it's golden, you're just kind of looking for the outsides to turn a little bit of a deeper brown or golden colour. If you prefer them crisp, leave them in the oven for about 5 extra minutes. So the giant biscuits you'll be baking for 30 minutes, smaller ones for about 20 minutes. Keep an eye on them because oven temperatures change a little bit. So I always like to set 5 minutes left just so that you can keep that extra eye on them. But if you don't like chewy Anzac biscuits, put an extra 5 minutes on top of them.
Oh, okay.
And what you want to do is keep the biscuits kind of cooling a little bit on the tray just for a little bit, or transfer them to a wire rack while they're still on the parchment paper, because they'll be too soft to be able to pick the biscuit up and move it onto a wire rack or to eat straight away. So they'll be crumbly if you pick them up. So just make sure you pick them up, they cool down. You also don't want to burn yourself. So yeah, be careful as soon as they get out of the oven. But once they cool down, you can go to town on them.
Now, I'm just thinking about the Anzac biscuits that I've eaten over the years. And my mum, when I was a kid and growing up at home, she would make them all the time. We probably haven't made them in our home all that much because, to be honest, it's only little Steffi who started getting into the baking. I'm not a big baker. My wife's not a big baker. So I will give Steffi this recipe. But I'm just thinking back to when I was a kid, we didn't have coconut on them.
Yeah, neither did we. This was the first recipe that I had used. I call this a fancy Anzac biscuit recipe because I had never seen the shredded coconut on them. I just used the desiccated coconut inside the biscuit. But yeah, we had never kind of decorated with coconut as such. But it's nice for an added bit of extra texture.
And a bit of a different flavour as well, a bit of a different taste.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So, yeah, that's why I like to share this recipe, because it's just something a bit different from the traditional Anzac recipe.
I like the sound of it. I'll be giving this to my daughter today.
Well, you'll have to let me know how they go. I'm sure they'll be delicious, and it makes the house smell great as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, as baking always does. That's the flour and stone recipe. Hey, thank you, Sarah. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Clinton. Talk to you then.
Sarah Borah.